KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Team number 10, Gnomes Mike Morgan and two-time champion Chris Olds, were the first to Gnome yesterday for the 2014 Iron Dog. Arriving at 4:37, they win the $10,000 contingency prize from Donnelling Gold. Heading into Unalakleet yesterday morning from Caltag, just 40 seconds separated team number 10 and team 17. Team 17 being that of back-to-back champions Dusty Van Meter and Mark McKenna. Morgan and Olds created a nearly 30-minute lead heading up the coast from Unalakleet to the halfway point in Nome, and that lead was created in the toughest section of the entire trail so far. Morgan says the trail from Unalakleet to Nome was rougher than the Farewell Burn, where there were no reports of snow. He said the trail from White Mountain to Nome was the roughest portion throughout the entire race. And Dusty Van Meter agrees.
You know, this is an old-time Iron Dog. You got to keep your stuff together to win. So that's what sticks out to me, is we got to keep our stuff working. And we were doing everything just fine, but unfortunately we broke the carbide and didn't have those with us. So that's the way it goes.
Van Meter says they have some wrenching to do here in Nome before hitting the trail tomorrow morning. With a rough trail heading up toward Koyuk, he says one of his skis got busted up.
Yeah, we a nice gentleman in Koyuk gave me a ski right off of his machine, and so we're going to replace that ski and put new carbide on it and be ready to go home.
The Iron Dog Banquet is tonight at the Nome Rec Center. Teams must arrive in Nome by midnight tonight to continue on the trail tomorrow. The Nome Board of Education held its regular meeting yesterday evening. The room was packed. Seats and quite a bit of the floor were filled with students, parents, and a troop of Girl and Boy Scouts there to learn about local government. After Students of the Month were honored, the board got a quick taste of media projects that have been in the works for several weeks across the district, like a video about local berries.
There's a lot of berries in Nome, and that's just a few of them. I hope you learned a lot about berries today. My partner and I certainly did.
The tone in the room quickly changed during public comments as Sini Holly addressed recent concerns over the high number of Nome students who enrolled in the Mount Edgecombe boarding school this year, 12 in all. A survey mailed to parents of those students by Nome Belts found the main reasons were athletics, friends, and having other family members that had attended. Addressing the board for 15 minutes, Holly told of her own family's decision to have all three children go to Mount Edgecombe, as well as comments she'd been asked to deliver by other families. The emphasis of the remarks were that Nome Public Schools has, in many different ways, failed a great many of its students and families, including her own.
She called home and told me, "I'm not going back to school at Nome Belts. I want to go to school at Galena." She emphatically told me, and this is a quote, "They don't treat me like I'm stupid. I might actually learn something here."
Holly did not place blame on any one person or any single malicious policy, but she said she believed the low expectations placed on her child are an extension of broader, more long-standing problems with social divisions in Nome. Holly read from similar remarks shared with her by a past graduate of Nome Belts High School.
She went on to say, "The kids are expected to do well or to fail, based on who their families are."
No other public comments were heard and no response was issued for the rest of the meeting except to thank Holly for her remarks. The majority of the 2.5-hour session was devoted to budget discussions. Board President Betsy Brennan says those are still in the early stages.
Tonight's was the first presentation by the administration and by our business manager on what our FY15 budget will look like. It's just we're starting to roll out the numbers. There's still a lot of unknowns. For instance, what the legislature will do with funding the base student allocation, and it's an ongoing process till April when we adopt our final budget.
Superintendent Steve Gast offered the administration's early recommendations for addressing a $250,000 annual budget shortfall. Gast pointed to staff and board travel as a place to cut, along with personnel reductions that would not remove teachers from classrooms. But he was adamant that nothing is set in stone, and he wants the budgeting process to include recommendations from both the board and the public. And the board selection committee has found a principal to take over Nome Elementary School after Bob Grimes departs at the end of the school year. Paul Clark will take over in August. He's currently a principal in Norvik in the Northwest Borough. The Barnes Committee Room at the Alaska Capitol erupted in cheers yesterday morning as a panel of lawmakers unanimously moved a bill that would make 20 Alaska Native languages official state languages. Dozens of people testified in favor of the measure. House Bill 216. UAS Professor Lance Twitchell greeted the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee in Tlingit. While English is the only official language of Alaska, Twitchell said this is not an English-only state.
For over 10,000 years, there have been other languages here, and they are still here today.
Twitchell is an Alaska Native language specialist at the University of Alaska Southeast. He described a crisis point in the effort to save Native languages. The average Alaska Native tongue has fewer than 1,000 speakers, the vast majority of whom are over the age of 70. The last fluent speakers of Iyak and an Athabaskan dialect died within the past decade. Twitchell said language loss is tied to a history of repression and discrimination against Alaska Natives.
I see dying languages and escalating suicide rates and think, how can those things not be connected? I see the end result of cultural genocide and think, how can we just decide to accept this? There is no magic solution for language loss, but there is the promise of unity and recognizing that solutions exist.
He said House Bill 216 is one of those solutions. Savunga High School students Beverly Tooley and Chelsea Miklahuk introduced themselves in Siberian Yupik. The language is no longer taught in their school, but the girls said they learned to speak it from their grandparents. Representative Neil Foster asked directly about learning the language in Savunga.
If the classes were to be reintroduced into the school, are those classes that you would want to take?
Yes.
Great.
Barrow Democrat Ben Nagiak is the only member of the legislature who's a fluent speaker of a native language, Inupiaq. Fittingly, he made the motion to move House Bill 216 to the next committee.
I move House Bill 216, donate 28-LS0905/U from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
So moved. Bill passes from committee.
Prime sponsor Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins said he was moved by the support for the bill. Nobody testified against the legislation. The next stop is the House State Affairs Committee. An agent for the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says an item found in an oil worker's carry-on luggage at the Anchorage airport was an improvised explosive device. The unidentified man told officials he uses the homemade explosive for avalanche control and didn't intend to bring it with him on the plane Sunday. ATF agent Michael Graham said Tuesday that there was no malicious intent behind the device. Graham says ATF agents found four similar devices in the man's home. If the agency determines they're destructive, he could face charges. The ATF plans to present its findings to the U.S. Attorney's Office in about a week, and prosecutors will decide whether to press charges. The device led to an hour-long shutdown of airport security screening on Sunday. The price of gold in New York is down $7 an ounce to $1,323.20. An ounce of silver up 14 cents to $22.08. It's currently 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.